sacred spirit would intrude upon the waters dark and rude, and bid the angry tumult cease, and give all wild confusion peace. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. Oh, Trinity of love and power, oh, brethren, shield in dangers all. From rock and tempest, fire and foe, protect them wheresoe'er they go. And
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all, to St. Cattle's and St. Margaret's, for our service of home worship. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. And it's lovely to have you with us. On this second Sunday before Lent, we celebrate Creation Sunday. We are reminded in our collect prayer that creation is a gift of God to us, who created us in his own image. And although we are reminded in our gospel reading that there will be times when we feel threatened or overwhelmed, our Lord Jesus is with us. And if we place our faith in him, he will bring us to the safe haven of eternal life with him in heaven. And so as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we prepare ourselves for this celebration, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, mighty God and Prince of Peace, Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary, Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Word made flesh and splendour of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
Almighty God, you have created the heavens and the earth, and made us in your own image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works, and your likeness in all your children. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns supreme over all things, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no one to till the ground, but a stream would rise from the earth and water the whole face of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord had made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day you will eat of it, you shall die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that this man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every animal of the field. But for the man there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at least is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh. The man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 65. Happy are those who choose to live in your courts. Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who answer prayer, to you all flesh shall come. Happy are those who choose to live in your courts. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. Happy are those who choose to live in your courts. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Happy are those who choose to live in your courts. A reading from the book of Revelation. After this I looked, and there in heaven a door stood open. And the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was in the Spirit, and there in heaven stood a throne, with one seated on the throne. And the one seated there looks like jasper and cornelian, and around the throne is a rainbow that looks like an emerald. Around the throne are 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones are 24 elders, dressed in white robes, with golden crowns on their heads. Coming from the throne are flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder, and in front of the throne burn seven flaming torches, which are the seven spirits of God. And in front of the thrones there is something like a sea of glass, like crystal. Around the throne and on each side of the throne are four living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with its face like a human face, and the fourth living creature like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and inside. Day and night without ceasing they sing, Holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honour and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives for ever and ever, the 24 elders fall before the one who is seated on the throne and worship the one who lives for ever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Your word is truth, O Lord, consecrate us in the truth. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. One day he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, Let us go across to the other side of the lake. So they put out, and while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A gale swept down the lake, and the boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him, shouting, Master, Master, we are perishing. And he woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased. And there was a calm. He said to them, Where is your faith? They were afraid and amazed, and said to one another, Who then is this, that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him? This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. There will be times in all our lives when we feel afraid or anxious. And so we can easily empathize with the disciples in our gospel reading today. At Jesus' request, they have set out across the lake. And as Jesus slept, a gale swept across the lake. The winds whipped up the waves, buffeting and threatening to overwhelm the boat. And as the boat began to fill with water, the frightened disciples woke Jesus, shouting, "Master, we are perishing." Jesus, though, remained calm as he rebuked the wind and restored calm to the lake. In the face of real danger, and at the height of the disciples' fear, the presence of Jesus brought calm and peace. The calming of the winds and the sea amazed the disciples. Luke tells us that their fear of the sea was replaced by a fear of Jesus, as they asked each other, "Who is this, that even the winds and the water obey him?" After calming the storm, Jesus asked the disciples, "Where is your faith?" But this experience was another learning experience for them. They did not yet fully understand what it meant that Jesus was the promised Messiah. They did not fully understand his authority as the Son of God. But every experience they shared with Jesus deepened that understanding. As the disciples traveled with Jesus, so we travel with him each day of our lives. He is always with us, as he was with the disciples in the boat. The presence of Jesus did not prevent the storm from rising, and his presence did not prevent the disciples from panicking when danger threatened. And nor does Jesus promise us a life free of danger or threat. But when danger does threaten us, when we become anxious, like the disciples, we can turn to Jesus. It may seem to us at times that Jesus is sleeping and unaware of the dangers surrounding us, but that is not true. When we turn to him in prayer, as the disciples did on the boat, Jesus will hear us and come to our aid. When we recognize his presence with us, when we place our trust in him, when we lay our fears and anxieties at his feet, he will take them from us and fill us with a wonderfully deep sense of peace. A peace that comes from knowing that we are loved by God and that he is with us. As the disciples traveled with Jesus, as they shared experiences with him, they learned more and more about him and their faith grew. As we travel with Jesus, as we share our experiences, our feelings, our fears and anxieties with him, we too learn more about him, and we deepen our understanding of him as our Lord and Saviour. As we come to recognize and appreciate his constant presence with us, our faith too will grow, and we too will come to know that deep sense of peace which only he can give. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the Church be spiritually equipped to reap the harvest of souls. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, for those suffering from famine or drought, that we may live in reverence for creation and in harmony and peace with one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable, that we may bear the harvest of your Spirit in love and joy and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you. My own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Go before us, Lord, in all we do, with your most gracious favour, and guide us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, receive everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship. It's really, really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, peaceful, and happy week to come, and hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. the joy of the Lord Jesus fill your hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Those